This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1187. Sample speaking answers. It's a crime.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll hear three sample speaking part three answers about crime. This is one of the toughest topics that IELTS throws at you, and you may be asked about this on your next exam. Learn great vocabulary and ideas today, and make sure to take notes.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, Aubrey. How's it going?
Hi, I'm all right. How are you doing?
It is criminal how much it rains in Portland.
Ooh, I really like using that as an adjective that way. That's really fun.
Last week, we gave you some amazing idioms and one super formal phrase for talking about crime, punishment, your opinion on punishments. So today we thought we should give you some sample answers, actually, about crime. But I do want to point out before we get to these part three answers that using criminal like that is very idiomatic. It just means like it's terrible.
Yes, exactly. We do that a lot. We'll say, it's criminal that, and then we just exaggerate, right? It's criminal totally. How often I have to make dinner for my family.
It's a crime how many dishes I have to wash every day.
That is a crime.
It is a crime. Arrest all the people eating, which is mostly me, because I eat all the time. Okay, guys. We want to remind you that today is the last day to get in on a very special offer on our Connected Communicator course. It is summertime. It is time for traveling and road trips and making connections in English. Even if you're studying for IELTS, you guys, you still need to talk about all of these topics. And the thing is, in the Connected Communicator course, you learn about IELTS topics and hear how natives discuss racism, politics, guns, food, travel, ambition, art, like all of these are included in this course. So get in now before the special offer is finished, which is finishing today at 5 p.m. Eastern time. So go to allearsenglish.com/summer and check this course out, guys. It is amazing.
Yes, it would be a crime for you guys to waste this opportunity.
Have you been waiting to say that?
Maybe.
I love it.
Got it. Check.
All right. Okay, guys. So listen up because we are going to answer three speaking part three questions about crime that you could get on IELTS. And like we said last week, this is a tough topic. And for some reason, IELTS loves this topic. Okay. Aubrey, what do you think the most common crime in your country is?
It's probably, theft, petty crimes. Those types of things happen more often. But I have to admit here that something happened to me this last week, to my sister actually, that makes me feel like child abduction is maybe the most common crime. Her children were targeted, and luckily she was able to get them away and the people were arrested. It was at a Walmart, actually. And she and I started looking up statistics about how often this happens. And it's like 800,000 children every year just in the United States, millions throughout the world. And it was really eye-opening for me. And absolutely horrifying, actually, and made me feel like, oh, this happens way more often than I realized, and I need to be more on high alert all the time.
That is terrifying.
Yes, right?
Oh my God, that makes me so scared.
Yeah, they were just like, people were following her in the store and like watching. She could tell they were like watching for her to be not watching her kids closely enough. Like, it was very clear to her. So she left and she looked up on, there's like a neighborhood Facebook, and she saw other parents had posted about these same two individuals, and they ended up arresting them.
Good.
Yes.
So she called the police and then the police arrested them? Or how did they get arrested?
She like contacted someone else who had actually taken photos of them.
Oh,
and
God.
They were able to, I think that person called the police and they had enough information. And I don't know specifics as far as if they actually had someone, because I don't know if you could be arrested just for following people.
Right.
But I don't know, you know? So they had enough on them. Whatever happened, they were able to arrest them.
Oh, crazy. My God.
Crazy,
oh God, that
right?
terrifies me.
In a small town, a tiny town in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, horrifying.
That's always just the worst thing anybody could ever do is a crime against a child. Like, that is the number one worst. I always want the harshest punishment for anyone that messes with a kid in any way. It's just like, you're gone.
Agreed. And I think trafficking is becoming more and more of a problem. I think all people, not just parents, but all people need to be aware of how much of a problem this is.
So this is now a PSA, a public service announcement. Okay, I'm going to move on from this because I don't want to get angry. And I am going to point out a couple of vocab phrases. So at first you mentioned theft and described it as a petty crime. So a petty crime is a crime that's not super serious. Like, nobody is, you know, very injured. It's not a life or death situation. It doesn't have a big punishment. So like stealing $5 or whatever, like that's a petty crime. Abduction. So that's a high level phrase for like stealing a person. Usually it can be used in other ways, but let's teach it how you used it today, right? Kidnapping or abduction. So those are two crime phrases that you guys should write down. Okay. Will you ask me a question, please?
Yes. All right. Jessica, should police in your country be stricter or less strict?
Oh, this is a minefield. This is so hard to answer. I mean, there are so many factors, right? I mean, what crimes are you asking me about, first of all? Let's see. They should be less strict when it comes to disturbances, public disturbances that are due to mental illness, especially if nobody is in danger but the person themselves, because these people cannot understand. They might not be capable of understanding what the police need them to do or what they are doing wrong. And so the punishments need to be adjusted for the level of understanding and mental stability and ability of the quote unquote criminal. But I think they should be stricter on people who litter, I think they should be stricter on people of means who commit crimes. They should face the same punishments as anyone else. That's the best I can do in a short amount of time.
Nice. Ooh, these filler phrases at the beginning, go back and listen to this again, because you are going to be asked, especially in part three, questions that are, they're complicated like this. There are so many factors, so much to think about. So Jessica said, this is a minefield, which is a great metaphor for, imagine a big open field where there's lots of landmines that you could step on. Mm-hmm. Very complicated questions are like that. It's going to be controversial. Yeah. Whatever you say could potentially anger someone, right?
Yeah.
And then just to say, this is so hard to answer. There are so many factors. These are great filler phrases to use for a more difficult question like this, that you may need a couple seconds to think, how do I actually want to answer this? What can I say here? You need fillers like that. Really, really good. And then really high level vocabulary, talking about punishments that should be adjusted, mental stability, talking about the level of mental health that someone has. And then a very good phrase to, instead of saying someone who's rich or wealthy, to say people of means is another way to say that I've never heard a student say it that way. So very high level.
That's a great paraphrase for just saying, instead of saying rich people or wealthy people, because that, again, like that idea you might have to write about or speak about on IELTS. I feel like I see these phrases used a lot from students. And so that's a great paraphrase. People of means. It just means they're rich. They have a lot of resources. Okay, so I'm going to ask one more question today to Ms. Aubrey. Okay, this is fascinating. I would love to just talk about this off mic because I love it. Okay, do you think criminals can change?
Absolutely. I think anyone can change. I don't think anyone should be blamed for mistakes in their past when they were a different person. I made quite a few mistakes when I was younger that I would like to be forgiven. I would like to hope I have changed. It makes me think of Jean Valjean in Les Miserables, where he had committed a crime in his youth and he became the mayor. He became this wonderful person and then he still was persecuted and punished for it. How tragic.
That was so good. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine, students watching or listening to this, can you imagine how impressed the examiner would be if you brought up Les Miserables in your answer? I mean,
be able to name Jean Valjean? Yes.
I wouldn't know that. Guys, that is a great example of how. If you listen to our Tuesday show from last week, guys, and we talked about ways to learn English and why it's so important to do these things for IELTS, ideas, right? I mean, how many of you know the story of Les Miserables? Like, just knowing even fictional stories gives you examples that you can put in, specific details you can add to strengthen your speaking and writing answers. Again, they could be fictional. It's totally fine. Okay. I love how like our today and our last two episodes totally connect. Guys, I want to remind you one more time to get in on this special offer for our road trip course, The Connected Communicator. You can travel across the country with me and Lindsay. Today is the last day, guys. You save $49. So go to allearsenglish.com/summer right now and check that out. All right, Aubrey. Woo, this is a heavy episode today.
It was. It was very charged. Like you said, there were some minefields. I know a lot of people who disagree with me, who sort of believe that people can't change. They wouldn't trust someone who maybe was a criminal. I am willing to fight that fight with people. I've had this argument before because I want to believe people can change.
Me too. Yeah. I want to, but I don't always know if I do believe it, but I want to believe it. All right, guys. Thanks for listening today. And remember to follow us wherever you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or Spotify.
Yes.
Make sure to follow IELTS Energy, guys. All right, Aubrey. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.